So if, like me, you grew up in Central Florida during the 80s, you know that there's only one vice that matters. Miami Vice. Coolest television show in the history of television. Never will be another cool show like that. Guns, cars, drugs, clothes, music, hookers, everything you could want from a cool show. And so, in the center of it, of course, you had the king of cool himself, Mr. Don Johnson. The tan, the hair, the smirk, and most of all, that white suit. That white suit was the embodiment of cool. Now, for me, young David Van Hook, 10th grader, watching this, cool was this entirely different universe. Unless I could somehow get a white suit. So I'm standing in my mom's closet. And there it is. A brilliant, glowing white jacket. And I try it on, and it fits. I mean, sort of. I mean, there's these, like, shoulder pad things. And the buttons are all on the wrong side, and the sleeves are a little short, but it fit close enough. The next day, to school, I wore the full outfit. The jacket, white pants, turquoise t-shirt, canvas shoes, and sunglasses tucked away in the jacket pocket. Now, I can't say that when I was walking through the halls, I felt like I was Don Johnson. I mean, part of me felt like this could be a colossal mistake. But part of me, like, felt like there was something was happening. So I didn't have the nerve to actually, like, break out the sunglasses until I was in Mrs. Harrison's class, English. And I'm sitting there in Mrs. Harrison's class, the jacket, the pants, the sunglasses, and she's calling roll. And she says, David? Because that's who I was. That was how everybody knew me, David. She goes, is David here? Looking at me. Now, I had not gone in planning this, but something in the way she asked that question made me say, no. No. Starting today, you can call me Dave. And God bless her, Mrs. Harrison didn't even blink. David is, she said. Makes a little note in her book, check that I'm there. Now take off the sunglasses, Dave, she said. Now, the jacket didn't really stick. I wore it a few more times that week, but it didn't really stick. I never did become cool. I was still a nerd down beneath. But the name change, for whatever reason, the name change did. And pretty soon, not just in Mrs. Harrison's class, but in all my classes, and not just at school, at home, everywhere, I was Dave. It wasn't as cool as having a job where you get to, like, shoot people and drive Ferraris. It wasn't as cool as that white suit. But for a nerd, it was close enough. Thanks.